We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be
just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the second hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here on the 16th of July, 2011. One more real quick thing about this ATF gunrunner scandal, too, by the way. We now, in true Hegelian fashion, listeners, you know, creating a crisis, then bringing about your own predetermined solution to the crisis, which is more control. This is the Hegelian dialectic, and this is what they're doing everywhere, every area of society right now. But now we see that there is a new regulation that's been put into place. New York Daily News reports gun advocates are up in arms over a new policy that will require weapons dealers in four border states to track customers who purchase multiple semi-automatic rifles. It's the new result of the Department of Justice ruling aimed at curbing drug trafficking violence in Mexico. The U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives announced Tuesday that gun shops in Texas, Arizona, California, and New Mexico will be required to submit more paperwork, listeners, when a customer purchases two or more rifles within a five-day period. So look for more gun control as they chip away more at your rights. Moving along here, we have unemployment numbers out. They were out Thursday. Jobless claims have been above 400,000 for 14 straight weeks now. These are initial new first-time filers. Add that to the already unbelievable list of God knows how many real unemployed Americans and underemployed, and people who work in part-time that should be working full-time, people working full-time for a much lesser wage. You know, they don't tell us what the real numbers are. They should be reporting U6. And the truth be told, real unemployment is probably pretty close to 25%. Last I knew, it was above 22-23%. And at the height of the Great Depression, it topped out at 25%. We are in a depression. And this is a China-induced depression. This is something that communist China, as well as basically it's the selling out of America to foreign interests, foreign countries, and we've been outsourcing American jobs for a very long time. Now, we have some insourcing going on, but not only do we have insourcing going on as far as industry, but it's all going to, we're just going to bring the foreigners right here to do the work here on our shores. That's what we have going on. We're going to talk about that some with Dr. Bill Kaufman. Hopefully we have him waiting in the wings. We'll get him up during the break, if he's not already, and we're going to talk to him about some of the stuff he's seen firsthand at the University of Michigan. And I think it's going to be an interesting program, listeners. And we have the conference going on right now in Salt Lake City, Utah, which needs to be talked about because very few people really know about it. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, we have Dr. Bill Kaufman waiting in the wings. We're going to be bringing up him up in just a moment or so. But real quickly, I want to go to the phone lines and take Lee in Georgia. Lee, you're on the air.
Oh, good morning, Darren.
Good morning.
Well, actually, I was kind of wanting to throw something out there to get you and Dr. Kaufman both to comment on. But you can
tell
me this.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you... Can we put you back on hold then, and when we bring him up, we'll do just that, okay?
Okay, yeah, that'll be fine.
Yeah, if you want to hold on
a few more minutes. We'll carry it over to when you bring it on if you want. But, yeah, put me back on hold. That'd be fine.
Yeah, okay. Can we do that, Dan? Put Lee back on hold there, and we'll just hold him for a few more minutes. All right, folks, we have this debt situation going on in Congress right now. And Bernanke, it's kind of funny, Ron Paul confronted Bernanke right around July 13th, just a few days ago. Bernanke came out and admitted that he came out and claimed that gold is not money. Gold has been rising exponentially. We have Geithner now predicting long hardships ahead for America. He ought to know. He's helping engineer them. We have other things going on. One thing that I mentioned earlier is that the fact that the soldiers in Afghanistan are being told not to shoot at the Taliban bomb layers. One thing I wanted to get to, however, here, there's just so much happening going through all these news reports. We're talking about China, and we're talking about the fact that our country has been sold out to the communist Chinese. We're supposed to believe that China now is a strategic partner with the United States, that somehow the fact that, you know, they're a communist thing. Well, you know, we're not going to pay attention to that. We'll just overlook that fact. And the whole idea is that they can help us out of our economic mire and bring us up. In the meantime, we've covered on this program how over in communist China, they're in order to prop up their gross domestic product, they're in the process of building empty cities, listeners. They're building ghost towns and ghost cities. I mean, we're talking massive, sprawling stretches of huge cities and malls and apartment complexes and you name it that are all empty. There's nobody there. There's no people. And the people that are there are being pushed out of the slums as these sprawling cities continue to advance. This is the quote-unquote China miracle, okay? But now it's even worse than that here, because not only are we giving away our country, we're also giving away the spoils of war from Afghanistan and Iraq. McClatchy reported just on earlier this month, in the Taliban stronghold, this is Juarez Valley, Afghanistan, in this Taliban stronghold in the mountains south of Kabul, the U.S. Army is providing the security that will enable China to exploit one of the world's largest unexploited deposits of copper, earn tens of billions of dollars, and feed its voracious appetite for raw material. U.S. troops set up bases last month along a dirt track that a Chinese firm is paving as a part of a $3 billion project to gain access to the Anak copper reserve. Some troops made camp outside a compound built for the Chinese road crews who are about to return from winter break. American forces also have expanded their presence in neighboring Logar province, where the Anak deposit is. The U.S. deployment wasn't intended to protect the Chinese investment, the largest in Afghanistan history, but to strangle Taliban infiltration into the capital of Kabul. But if the mission provides the security that a project to revive Afghanistan's economy needs, well, the synergy will be welcome. So I'm not going to read this whole piece, but the fact of the matter is now, according to McClatchy, mainstream news listeners, our troops in Afghanistan are providing security so that the communist Chinese can mine Afghanistan. Okay, then we got Iraq. Here we see from the New York Times. China opens oil field in Iraq. China's largest oil company has begun operations in Al Adab oil field in Iraq, making the field the first major new area to start production in Iraq in 20 years, according to an official news report on Tuesday. It looks to me like not only are we handing the communist Chinese lock, stock, and barrel this country, but we're giving them everything else as well. Why is this going on? It's unbelievable. I want to bring up Dr. Bill Kaufman. Professor Bill Kaufman was a professor of aerospace engineering at the University of Michigan, where he specialized in gas dynamics and propulsion. Since junior high school, when he discovered that he could propel cone-top beer cans containing several stones of carbide and several drops of water over his house roof, he's been interested in an explosion. The research of his undergraduate advisor, which employed shock tubes, was of great interest, leading to an early industry position where the task was to determine the cause of malfunctions during ICBM test flight. His PhD research at Michigan, funded by NASA, concerned combustion instabilities or two-phase detonations, which were occurring in the Rocketdyne F1 engine to be employed on the Saturn V rocket. These results were applied to develop fuel-air explosives, FAE, for military purposes. This was, however, related very closely to the heterogeneous dust explosions which occurred in coal mines and grain elevators, where a rigorous program of investigations and legislation basically eliminated this industrial hazard. As the Soviets were well known for their explosion expertise contacts, were initiated nearly 40 years ago, leading to numerous technical interactions, visits, and even residence in the Russian Federation, where the technical opportunities grew to include the various aspects of flight and flight vehicles. This combination of explosions and aviation resulted in his being the first runner-up for the 1984 vacancy on the National Transportation Safety Board, a frequent press source for aviation disasters, and being selected for Federal Aviation Administration work to prevent fuel vapor explosions aboard aircraft. In the 2004 to 2005 academic year, he reinstituted a two-semester course concerning explosions, explosives, propellants, and pyrotechnics at the request of the students resulting from the beginning of the Iraq War. Most recently, he has been engaged in a national effort in order to prevent foreign students and scholars from looting American industrial and military information, which is then used by their home countries to threaten America's security. As I said, he was pushed out of the U of M for confronting the leadership there. He's joining us today, Professor Bill Kaufman. Welcome back to Govern America.
Thank you, Darren. You're doing a good job.
I appreciate it. And in fact, I was very gratified to be able to meet you the other day. I guess it's been a couple of weeks now. There at the high school, as we passed out leaflets to the folks there, trying to there's the whole bridge controversy here in Michigan. There's another can of worms as well. We got a lot of things going on here in Michigan. I don't know. Is your thought that Michigan is somewhat of a test state for some of this communist Chinese stuff?
Well, in your lead up and talking about China, I think China is at the root of every problem we have. And our elite, national, local leadership isn't smart enough to figure this out. They think that they're going to make a deal with the devil. Perhaps Neville Chamberlain comes up as a role model for some of these people. And they are literally selling us out for their own political survival. And through efforts like yours, we're going to have to awake the American public. And, you mentioned the jobs, the unemployment. Well, why don't we have any? They're all in China. And you're not going to address the unemployment issue until you bring our jobs back from China. Now, these local governors who are meeting in Salt Lake City, as you mentioned over this weekend, they're out there trying to make individual deals with China to open Chinese factories here to employ Americans. But I think we really ought to have what we used to have was American factories employing America. And you mentioned about Michigan. Well, we can talk a little bit about our governor, Rick the Nerd Snyder. His connections to China were first brought up concerning the Gateway Computer Company, which exported jobs to China. And then we know about his supposed nefarious activities of exporting clearly military technology to China, which goes into precision-guided munitions. And now, kind of, we stumbled upon this issue of the new bridge that he wants to build, Detroit-Windsor. But some information has surfaced which was not generally out there, concerning the huge implications of that. There's two Canadian reports that we kind of stumbled upon, and I think you have them in the emails, and maybe you put them on your website. One's Canada's Gateway, Connecting Canada to Global Opportunities, which is kind of, when you look at it, it looks like an invasion plan for America. And then the other is a booklet called Advancing Canadian Interest in the United States. And it basically teaches Canadian officials and business people how to subvert the Americans without their knowing it.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Kaufman, unfortunately, we got to take a few-minute break here. And when we come back, I want to take Lee in Georgia real quick. And then I want to get into some of the meat and potatoes of some of the issues that you're bringing up here. It's all very important, and I got a feeling the time is going to go by very, very quickly. Folks, you're listening to Govern America. My guest is Dr. Bill Kaufman. He's former U of M, Michigan, University of Michigan professor, and he's against the communist Chinese delegations that are being routinely brought in. And so we'll be back here in a moment. Stay with us.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Governor America, I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, we have Dr. Bill Kaufman here with us. He's a former professor at the University of Michigan. And we have on the line right now Lee from Georgia. And rather than keep him holding throughout the next the rest of this hour, we're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines and take his call. And then later on, we'll open up the phone lines for everyone else at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. But Lee in Georgia, go right ahead. You're on with Dr. Bill Kaufman.
Good morning, Dr. Kaufman.
Hello there.
Darren, you could have kept me holding as long as you wanted to. It would have been all right with me, brother. All right. Some mental chew toys here, which I think is going to play into your conversation. I really love to hear your response on this. You touched on earlier about Agenda 21 and all, and what you were talking about. And I couldn't help but think of the first two. Remember, we have 10 commandments, 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. How about the 10, the 10 guides on the judge guidestone? And let's just look at the first two. One, maintain humanity under 500,000 or 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. And two, guide reproduction wisely, improving signs and improving fitness and diversity. Well, there is your depopulation and maintaining it. Think back to TED conference, Bill Gates, what he said about vaccines, health care, reproductive care, and all of this in regards to population. This is leading up to the governor's meeting. Keep in mind the Georgia Guidestones were erected on March 22nd of 1980. And a lot of people like to play with numbers. March 22nd, 322, Skull and Bones, 322. coincidence, connection, who knows? But what I'm curious about is with the upcoming, and I see all of this playing into this whole governor's convention and all of this, helping to usher in the one world government and whatnot. And I can't help but think about 2010, when the Dalai Lama came here, they made him come in through the back door. This is a man who gets the red carpet treatment here, folks. They made him come in through the back door. Oh, he got an autographed picture with Obama. And, oh, yeah, right. This man was basically might have spat in his face. Now he's supposed to be coming back for another visit with Obama, but we have, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, Hong Lee, H-O-N-G-L-E-I, saying, quote, "We firmly oppose any senior foreign government officials meeting with the Dalai Lama in any way." Now, this is leading up to this governor's meeting that's taking place between the governors of the United States and Chinese officials. And I'm wondering if maybe you might can shed some light on what is it about the Dalai Lama that China is so damn scared of.
You got any response to that, Bill?
Well, with regard to the last question, the Chinese have an awful, awful record on human rights. I mean, you're bordering on Nazi-type behavior. And, of course, they're trying to absorb the Tibetans into their economy and their nation, trying to exterminate Tibet, the language, etc. Then we have the Uyghurs a little bit further towards the west in China. They're doing the same with them. You'll remember the fate of Inner Mongolia. That's almost accomplished. So it's interesting to me the contradictions. You have these liberals, which espouse supposedly human rights, but they're embracing the Chinese, which are the worst people in the world. I mean, Pol Pot-type regime. Why
did Israel maybe
do this? And you know, with regard to our nation, we're now having a top-down democracy instead of a bottom-up democracy. You know, we have the elite, the Quislings, the Chinese moles, which are basically taking over. And we are going to have to speak out in the 2012 election like we never had before. And something I've noticed here in Michigan since the 2010 election, there's no coffee halls, there's no coffee chats, there's no town hall meetings. You don't see the elected officials coming out now and meeting the electorate, because the electorate, I think, is extremely angry. And they know this, and they know that these meetings are going to be confrontational. So, I mean, it may sound trite, but we have to take our government back.
Absolutely.
I agree. Well, gentlemen, I really look forward to your conversation. I just kind of wanted to throw that out there because, you know, Hong also said that, you know, he was urging the U.S. to cancel this meeting and because, as soon as possible, and not do anything that could interfere with China's internal affairs or harm China-U.S. relations. And I'm trying to figure out, why are they so afraid of this man? What is it that this man could possibly say that they would be that much afraid of? But I look forward to the conversation, gentlemen. Thank you.
I appreciate the call there, Lee. Thank you so much. All right, folks, we're almost at the bottom of the hour break already, and so we're going to go ahead and take the break, and when we come back, we're going to continue talking with Dr. Bill Kaufman, and we're going to get into some of, briefly, his background, some of the stuff we talked about a little bit last time, and then we're going to get forward and talk about this conference going on in Salt Lake City, and why you folks should really be concerned that all of this sellout, all of this powwow, this partnershiping with communist China should be a concern of every American, and yet it's just about, I think, a total media blackout, except for some local stories here and there. Stay with us. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back with Dr. Bill Kaufman here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease. A phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
All right, well, welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. And by the way, our guest is Dr. Bill Kaufman. His website, by the way, brand new, just put up just a few weeks ago, is china-threat.com. That's china-threat.com. It's linked up with ours at Govern America, but that's china-threat.com. You can go there, watch videos. There's some excellent videos that have been put out by Vince Wade. He's a journalist, one of which we have up on our website, to Govern America, but he's done some outstanding work. Hopefully we can bring him up as a guest here in the not-too-distant future. But go to china-threat.com. That's china-threat. Don't forget the hyphen, .com. And you can read all about Dr. Kaufman, his work. But Dr. Kaufman, I want to get into your background real briefly for those listeners who didn't kind of catch our first program together. As I said, you were a University of Michigan professor. The last time we spoke here on the air, you were talking about how this whole China issue kind of went back to the Carter administration. Carter did some things to kind of prop China up economically. I guess the thought was that if China collapsed, which apparently was on the verge of doing so, that there would be all these refugees coming into the United States, and so they set about to they foistered a plan to kind of prop China up economically. Is that correct? Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's correct. And we began training Chinese and with technical skills, manufacturing, and was supposed to be humanitarian, but it evolved into manufacturing and then defense-related skills. And we're just hemorrhaging our know-how and technology to the People's Republic of China. Mm-hmm. And it's clear, you know, they're stealing everything of value. Not even stealing it, we're giving it to them, that we have. And this is why our nation's lifeblood is draining from us. And when you stand, it goes on not only at the University of Michigan, but I know more about this place than other places. And when you stand up and say, now, wait a minute, what's going on here? Why are we doing this? We wouldn't have done it for the Soviets or the Nazis or anybody else. Why the Chinese? And you immediately run into resistance from the establishment. China's our future. China's our friends. Why? Because the Chinese are giving the elite and the policymakers lots of money, either via their stock holdings or contributions to campaigns, etc. And you run into this brick wall, like certain people in America are making a fortune off the destruction of our country. Mm-hmm. And they tend to squash you. You know, like to me, they said, okay, you know, you don't play well with others, you're out of here. Okay, we want you only here if you're going to support our Chinese initiative.
Mm-hmm.
And you run into that across the board.
You know, it makes you ask the question, you know, what is wrong with these people? I mean, don't they realize that the country that they are creating, as this country continues to morph into something that has been thoroughly infiltrated and thoroughly basically taken over, because that's really what we have here. I mean, we have anchor babies being squeezed out right here in America right now. There are houses where, you know, Chinese nationals can come over here, pay money, and have their babies, and these babies become American citizens. And eventually they're going to be voting Americans, and they're going to be able to be, you know, run for public office and everything else.
Sure, we have an economic invasion of America going on. And it's no different than a military invasion, except it leaves the infrastructure for the Chinese to use. And we have to demand that the politicians, the elite, and the establishment press start to speak out about this. I mean, there are too many Quislings running around, apologists for the Chinese. You know, personally, I know the print media knows about this. The video media knows about this. Politicians know about this. And they seem quite comfortable about it because they know that there has been no consequences at the polls. And that's why 2012 is so important. We have to become a one-issue elector. That is the survival of our nation.
Yeah.
I mean, what don't you understand about this? All the other issues, maybe they're important to individuals, but they're not going to be relevant if you're living under a communist government. And that is the very real threat. And when I went to Washington on the 12th of May to Capitol Hill to lobby, you know, we went to people that we knew were pro-American, that were concerned about the Chinese threat. Okay? And we met maybe a dozen Congress people, and the consistent story we got was every time we speak out for America and against China, we get calls from the White House, we get calls from cabinet secretaries, we get calls from industrialists saying, back off, don't bash China, China's our friends. And the other story that we got from these friends of ours who have our national interests at heart was that the U.S. government is infiltrated by Chinese moles. You have people who clearly represent China and who are having an undue influence upon our nation. And then you may have recently seen the several videos made by the head of the Canadian CIA. He says the same thing, that Canada, the Canadian government, has been infiltrated by Chinese moles, and it is of great concern to him. And this gets back to, okay, the beachhead for the continuing economic invasion is going to be through Canada. Apparently, the Chinese have recognized that Mexico is not the way to go because you might have to deal with drug gangs and other thugs down there. So they're going to come through Canada and through Vancouver, or through Prince Rupert, British Columbia, and for other nations through Halifax. They're going to use the Trans-Canada Railway. They're going to have staging areas in Winnipeg and Windsor to export, transship, process a little bit all the Chinese trash that's going to come into the United States under the provisions of NAFTA. So So we have to demand that the government start to represent the wishes of the people and not simply the economic elite who are benefiting enormously from the selling of America.
Well, my concern is that the federal government is just a giant behemoth that's completely out of control, but I think we do have a lot of power through state governments, and increasingly that seems to be where the biggest battleground is. I mean, once again, we come back to the governor's forum where they're meeting this weekend with the communist Chinese and teaming up with the provinces, the province heads. Talk a little bit about that. What do you think, what is your overall impression of what the intent here is with this governor's forum?
Well, to bring Chinese industry to America so Americans can work at slave labor rates, and the business people will profit, and the governor will become reelected. So they're all greedy little souls, okay, trying to locally change the economy of their state. And while we can criticize Washington, I conclude that it's tougher to get some of these Chinese deals through Washington than it is through the states. But the problem with the states is there's the lack of national security and law enforcement authority. We can't nail some Chinaman for stealing something under treason or espionage going through state laws. Although in Michigan, the state attorney general, Bill Schuette, did sympathetically listen to us about the problem, and he stated, well, some of this is federal, that's correct. And the federal law enforcement and federal national security people have known about this problem of the Chinese stealing all our technology, certainly since 2006, when I met with two ladies from the Department of Defense and said, do you know what's going on? And here's my notebook. And I know they trickled it up through the system. And I know the U.S. attorney in Detroit, Barbara McQuaid, knows about what's going on. And she has a letter from me. I sent her a registered letter. And she knows about it, but she hasn't responded. Why? Well, she's a graduate of U of M, and maybe she doesn't want to blow the whistle on the U of M. And then her chief assistant U.S. attorney in charge of national security, Jonathan Tuckle, well, guess what? He's a visiting law professor at the University of Michigan who allegedly makes $400,000 a year as a visiting law professor. So does he have a conflict of interest in enforcing the law and throwing the Chinese out of Michigan? Perhaps he's afraid he's going to lose his law school job. So the Chinese, you know, they're like cockroaches. They find any dark spot they can, and if they have to come in through the state house, they'll come in through the state house. They have to come in through the Capitol, they'll come in through the Capitol. And they are determined, and apparently we haven't developed the backbone yet, to oppose this. And we are going to have to say enough is enough. We're going to have to start boycotting Chinese goods. We're going to have Walmart. I mean, they've been written up in the news this week about being the largest importer of Chinese goods in America.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're going to have to stage a Walmart boycott. You know, stand out front and
bump
on Chinese goods that we just purchased in the store or something to actually create a crisis. Now, our organization, by I think now the date is the 24th of August, we are going to finally get our billboard up on I-94 over at Battle Creek. This, you know, stop the Chinese invasion.
Fantastic.
Protect America. Protect American jobs. And because that way, you know, there's no people controlling access to this, and anybody that drives by in a car is going to see it.
Yeah.
And maybe that will be the beginning of a prairie fire that will ignite and take off and affect the 2012 election.
Well, it's got to come from the people. I mean, people do have to rise up, educate themselves to this issue, and to realize that it's not in their best interest. I mean, this is a global race to the bottom. And, you know, for some reason, the elitists, the people who are really driving things behind the scenes, have decided that China is going to be the driver of the global economy. I played audio on this program about from George Soros, for instance. He's very well connected, and he has said that China is going to continue to be the motor pulling the U.S. along. You know, the U.S. is going to kind of be a drag on the world economy. You know, and so the biggest problem that we face, really, in my thinking, is globalism and the fact that we eliminated our tariffs on imports. And this is a thing that we need through these trade agreements. We've eliminated our tariffs, And now there's no penalty for corporations to go to China. But now, increasingly, we're bringing China right here as well. So it's like a swap. It's more of this global integration. But I want to talk about some of the things that you saw while you were at U of M, Professor, because I think it's important for folks to get a sense of just the kind of nonsense that's going on, that's being allowed and even encouraged to happen on a daily basis. You have, for instance, the exchange students. Can you talk about Harbin Institute? What this institute is, and the exchange program that took place, or I guess is still taking place, obviously, between U of M and the Communist Chinese Harbin Institute.
Well, the Harbin incident was very interesting. We had a Chinese department chair, Wei Shi, who was still a professor in China at three universities, and he obviously had a conflict of interest at the least, and he brought over a delegation from Harbin Institute, which is the MIT for Chinese military. It has a solid propellant rocket factory there, and he called me down to the conference room and introduced me to his chums who were there visiting, and his chums said to me, we want you to tell us everything you can about the Trident Sea Launch Ballistic Missile, casing thickness, materials, composition of the throat element, the heat transfer to the throat. Obviously, they were trying to build a Trident missile to put under the warhead, which they had previously stolen via Wenho Li at Los Alamos National Laboratory. And this was really the kind of the beginning of my end there. And I said, hell no, I'm not going to tell them that. I mean, they shouldn't know that kind of stuff. And I made some phone calls to authorities at the U of M, and they really got upset that I would not cooperate with them, giving them direct military technology. Well, then another incident, we had the satellite lady who came over and was trained. She met a University of Michigan professor at Harbin University. And, of course, the Chinese then shot down a satellite, and now they have two more things up there along those lines. And then we have the nose cone guy who came over here and learned how to make thermal protective systems so you can put a bigger warhead on the end of your rocket. But perhaps the most audacious current thing is, you remember, was it 2 weeks ago now, Obama goes to Carnegie Mellon and announces a new initiative to reinvigorate American manufacturing. And he gave out five big grants to universities to come up with new manufacturing technologies that are going to save America. Well, one of the universities is the University of Michigan, and Mary Sue Coleman was there. Well, when you dig into that contract, has been let to the
university. Now, once again, Mary Sue Coleman is who?
She's the president of the University of Michigan.
Okay.
A big panda hugger. Okay. She was the person who really accelerated the transfer of our technology when she became president. But so now Obama gives out this new manufacturing initiative, one to Michigan, and guess who's head of it? A Chinese national at the University of Michigan. So the new manufacturing technology that we developed isn't going to benefit America. It's going to immediately go back to China every night in attachments to emails telling the Chinese how to build a new factory, how to come up with a new process, how to come up with a new widget to manufacture. And that's where it's going to benefit. It's going to benefit Chinese manufacturers. And myself and my colleagues here are figuring out now, how in the world are we going to handle this situation? I mean, who is going to blow the whistle on the corrupt government that's doing absolutely stupid things? And if you might think, oh, well, Mike Rogers is a congressman from Michigan. He's head of the House Intelligence Committee. But when you start looking into things, it isn't going to do any good to go to Mike Rogers, because in 2008, he met with Sinomec, which is a huge Chinese government conglomerate that's interested in developing inland ports and manufacturing facilities in the United States. And he was actually hosting Chinese guys who want to come over and do these things.
Huh.
And so you can't go to him. And in a recent interview, it's reported to me by a Detroit TV reporter that on camera, he cannot recall having a meeting with a Sinomec delegation. So where are the policemen that are supposed to be defending the values of our country?
Yeah.
You and I.
Yeah.
And your listeners.
Exactly. And unfortunately, you know, the billboard is a great idea, and everything in every area, we need more people to reach out to the public and to get this information out. Because my hunch is the vast majority of the American people do not know that all of this is going on beneath the radar. There's a lot more to talk about. We're up to break time already. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take the break. And, folks, we're going to open up the phone lines, too, if you'd like to join the conversation. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're visiting today with Dr. Bill Kaufman. He's former U of M professor. And we'll continue our conversation here in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We're visiting with Dr. William Kaufman. He's a former University of Michigan professor, and he blew the whistle on the Chinese communist delegations of students and professors coming into the United States, coming into on campus, and the information, which should have been top secret information, going right there into the hands of the Chinese and leaking out, and you have a number of different documented cases of improved Chinese military technology, which can be really directly traced to a lot of these delegations. Is that accurate to say, Dr. Kaufman?
Well, the most interesting case was in the Iraq War, where an explosively formed projectile damaged an M1A2 tank, and it was alleged at the time that this technology had been laundered through China. So that's one of the things that we can talk about, I'm sure. Well, and then it's generally reported that right now in Afghanistan that Chinese technology is being is starting to appear to be used against American troops.
Mm. Yeah, and you got to wonder with these wars going on, how many, you know, are we going to be fighting the communist Chinese indirectly? You know, I mean, how many things going on, you know, are going to be, you know, where the enemy is funding the you know, the Chinese are behind the scenes funding the enemy, I guess, is the question.
Well, it was revealed in a news article this week, last week, that mm-hmm. The Chinese are assisting Al-Qaeda the Taliban with regard to hacking into U.S. computer systems. And, you know, I mean, if you're a Chinese president or a leader, it would almost be like having a couple carrier battle groups who start funding the terrorists against the United States. And that's something I've not seen discussed at all.
Mm-hmm.
Is any Chinese money going into the support of terrorism? From a Chinese point of view, that would be a very clever thing to do.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that, because here on the in the U.S., we've talked about here numerous mainstream news articles which documented that the United States government itself is, you know, sometimes directly and often indirectly through our contractors funding the Taliban and these terrorist groups. So that wouldn't surprise me at all if the communist Chinese were doing it. But anyway, let's address this racism issue. Because you and I were over there at the high school the other day, and we were hit again with that accusation that, you know, I didn't know you guys were so racist. You know, you referred to the Chinese as cockroaches a little earlier, and I want to clarify this for the listeners. We're not talking about the regular, ordinary people of China, you know, in a derogatory manner. But the problem is you don't know who you can trust and who you can't trust. And with students coming here, we're not saying that all of them are communist Chinese spies, are we?
No, we're talking about Chi-Coms, Chinese communists. And that's a term that's used commonly in intelligence community to make the differentiation that you're talking about. The Chinese people, who are not members of the elite, the Communist Party, are oppressed as badly as anyone else you can think of in the world who's oppressed.
Okay, let's pick that up on the other side of the top of the hour break. Folks, you can call in as well, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to ask a question or make a quick comment. That's 800-313-9443. We're visiting with Dr. William Kaufman, former University of Michigan professor, talking about the communist Chinese delegations coming into this country, the espionage that's going on, and the willful, and I do call it willful sellout, by our so-called elected officials here in this country to basically our enemies, folks. We've recognized them historically as such, only there seems to be no shortage of insanity today. Stay with us. Hour number three of Govern America is about to begin. Don't go away.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming.